Well, weak people have been taking to Twitter and Facebook to process the partial shutdown. So let's get our weekly social media roundup from Femi Oke, a host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Robin.
So we have the hashtags government shutdown and shutdown stories. They've been lighting up our feeds. Tell us some of the stories you're seeing.
Well, if you look at government shutdown, that's more of the political pushback to the president. And I don't want a war. I want my paycheck. And then Tom was just saying the people not getting paid, they are, some of them are actually telling their stories online. Kay Hill has this amazing story. I had my daughter's tricycle listed for sale online. A woman came to buy it and she was a government employee and saving now that she doesn't know when she'll go back to work. So she needed to spend less on the bike she was going to give her child for Christmas. I gave it to her, hashtag shutdown stories. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole stream and thread of people saying, that was amazing. How can I help you? Et cetera, et cetera. So people are also rallying around people who are really struggling. Michael Mack says that I'm disabled. My wife is a TSA supervisor for 15 years. He goes into incredible detail about his personal circumstances, his last check, and we will be homeless next week. Next will be heat and lights and food and transport to get my wife to work. So really understanding what it means to have this government shutdown. One more for you here under shutdown stories. Mike Kanellis says, do yourself a favour, go read the shutdown stories to see how government shutdown is affecting ordinary Americans. Maybe it's time that we stop electing wealthy Democrats and Republicans into office who don't know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck.
Well, that's just it. And when the paychecks do stop, if you live paycheck to paycheck, you know, which will be very soon, you know, people have to go to their banks and everything and say, I will not be able to pay these bills. It's really quite something.
Those details are all being shared online now, Robin.
We'll keep an eye on that. But meanwhile, it's just something that could have been disaster and turned out to be not. The blue light that appeared in the sky last night over Queens. We just have a little sound first because residents, you know, there took to the internet. Many thought it was an alien invasion. Let's listen.
An alien invasion, people.
I know.
We are looking.
What is that?
I don't know, but that's crazy.
Yep.
What's this sound?
The aliens. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Aliens, this big blue light. That sound courtesy of Twitter users at Creepy Kari, at MS Chrissy J, and at Robert J. Riggs. Look, the NYPD announced pretty quickly that it was a transformer explosion. But what were some of the other explanations you saw?
Well, I love the tweet that the NYPD 43rd Precinct gave out, which they said, we assure you, aliens have not landed in the Bronx, and they use the emoji for aliens. But underneath it, people were not reassured. Mike Bourdonnet says, transformer fire is exactly the cover story Men in Black would put out there if there was an alien invasion accompanied by death rays. So not believe in the NYPD. Sarah Chambers goes into a whole different level of what it could be. The flash of light that you saw in the sky was not a UFO. Swamp gas from a weather balloon was trapped in a thermal pocket and reflected the light from Venus. This is a little insight into the minds of some people on Twitter. And then Def Robot says, using a GIF, a little bit of video, I'm not saying it was the aliens, but it was the aliens.
Okay. Look, serious note, we're keeping an eye on the story of Andrew Johnson, the high school wrestler from New Jersey, forced to cut his dreadlocks or forfeit his wrestling match by referee Alan Maloney, who told him his hair violated the rules. Even though he wore a hair cover, the referee white, the wrestler black, the dreadlocks cut right then and there in front of everyone, captured on video, it went viral. By the way, he won his match in overtime, but what are we now seeing?
The referee who requested that the young man cut his hair is called Alan Maloney. And after a public meeting earlier on this week, the school board met and said that he would no longer be refereeing any games in their school region. But why is this so important? And Twitter knows this so well, not just black Twitter, but all Twitter. Abraham Gutman, having seen the videos of Andrew Johnson, says that the black wrestler, the 16-year-old teen, forced to cut his dreadlocks in order to compete. My mind immediately went to an image from the Holocaust that always struck with me. Nazi soldiers cutting off the beards of Jewish men. It was just invasive. Yeah. He was so upset. When he won his match, he went off and cried in the corner. These stories pop up every now and again about the way that young people who have different ethnic backgrounds look and the rules and regulations that they have to adhere to. to. And so the ACLU says that on the surface, these seems like regular rules. But then when we look underneath it, there is racism at play. So this horrible video is a good lesson for everyone just to look at this video and just be mindful of what it means to ask a young black man to cut his hair in public.
Yeah. Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. We will leave it on that note. Femi, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Happy New Year.
To you too.